You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Yay! Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another episode of The Housewives of New Jersey. This is episodes 15 and 14 from last week.
A double hitter.
A double header. Horse Whisperer to a Scream and Zen Things I Hate About You. That's right. Bring you a double header tonight. I am your host, Lauren Leonelli.
And I'm Grant Rutter. Hello.
All right, guys. So there was a little technical difficulty last week with our programming. So there was a mix-up with the time on Bravo, so we kind of missed things up. So we are going to quickly review.
It was both. Also Labor Day. Let's be real.
Yeah. Oh. And in special circumstances.
Is that really, Phil? What?
Tell us
the truth.
No. I'll say it was. People were here at the studio, so yes, it was partly a Bravo thing. And also, at the end of the day, you know what, guys? We deliver all this stuff to you for free, and we get so many complaints if we miss an episode. Hey, it was Christmas. There was a new episode. Okay, it's Christmas.
Life happens. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, give us a break. We deliver all this stuff to you for free. We don't ask you for anything in return. So, you know what? Every now and then, if we miss an episode, we'll make it up. We will.
The only thing we do ask you in return is that you go on iTunes and you rate and comment. And
yes,
you,
please.
How dare you ask them of that? That's so much.
But we know that you like doing that because you like to tell us what you think, and we like to hear it. 5 stars would be great. But no, we definitely like to keep the conversation going, keeps the lights on over here, and you know, we just. That's really all we ask.
And we love the feedback. We discuss it. We look at it. And sometimes it matches and sometimes it doesn't. It's great.
Look, guys, the point of the show is to talk about what's happening. Everybody is involved. We facilitate the conversation. You guys help continue the conversation. So please, please go on iTunes, rate, and comment. It only just makes the whole thing so much more fun. Okay? So speaking of fun.
Yes.
I'm really... And when I mean fun, I mean not so much fun. This vacation that they go on for Melissa's birthday is like really kind of like it's a little
boring.
Yeah, boring is the word, right?
Just a little.
And you can tell that Melissa is like not into it.
No, Melissa is like
she's the least into it.
She's like the 16-year-old girl that's going away on like a family trip. And she's just kind of not interested in anything
they're doing.
She's just there. She's not really doesn't want to do anything. She just keeps saying, oh, she wants to go drinking and have fun.
Lay in the pool with the bikini on, even though she's sick. No, she's totally, you're so right. She's like the petulant child that's like pounding, you know, folding her arms and pounding her feet and not wanting to do any of the family activities.
And I have a problem with these outfits she's wearing. I'm serious.
Dude.
What is she wearing on this trip? All of them.
All of the outfits are crazy, but the high wire outfit, which we will get to in the Zen Things I Hate About You episode, was like a fringy bikini top and like the tiniest Daisy Dukes. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Melissa's not into it, and it takes me out a little because it's the trips for her and her birthday.
Allegedly.
Well, you know how we talked about that. But
right.
Anyway, so let's start with the Horse Whisperer to a Scream. So Wyatt, this therapist, if you will. He was a former therapist. He brings this horse in, and he is saying that, you know, you guys got to get up here and try and lift the horse's hoof and clean it out. And he only responds to authenticity. So you got to purge something authentic, and then you got to go up to this horse and lift up his hoof and clean the hoof.
What did you think of this exercise?
Okay, at first I was like, I don't understand what cleaning the hoof has to do. But I realized that out of it, I really liked Wyatt. I thought he was a very interesting man. I liked that he kind of called people out. And I also liked that, you know, we saw Rosie and Joe and Al really respond well and become vulnerable. And I was very surprised about Al and Joe opening up like that.
Right. Well, and this show, someone like Wyatt is great because he can really just cut through all the BS.
Yeah.
And they need someone like that who's removed and not so involved. He's got no relation to any of these people. Yeah. Like, everyone's related.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good. I liked the guy, too. It was interesting. I think that it went on for, what was it, like 6 out of 8 acts?
Yeah.
And the episode, they just...
It was
this exercise.
It was definitely milked, if you will. But I thought that it was interesting to see Al, you know, discuss the abuse and Joe. Really, honestly, I'm surprised. I used to think that guy was such a jackass, and now I kind of am like, all right. Yeah, it takes a second for him to let his walls down, and I think the life that he's living right now, it's like a facade. Like, Joe...
Oh, definitely. Joe, they all are.
Joe Gorga called it out this episode very well by saying, in the Zen Things I Hate About You, that his sister is so, like, she pretends like nothing's wrong all the time, and that's how they were raised. So I think Joe Giudice is kind of that way, too, but then we... Or Giudice, or however the hell you say their name. And I feel like he... did a really good job of letting those walls down and just being like, yeah, I am scared that something might happen, you know?
I still don't really like him, though, despite him being more authentic. I just still think he's probably the biggest reason why they're in this mess that they're in, and I don't really have too much respect for the guy.
Right.
But he's good for TV.
Yeah. I look, I'm not saying that I like him by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just surprised about... I wouldn't have expected him to come that far, and it helps a little because I used to just turn off whenever he would talk. I'd be like, oh, God, him. He has nothing intelligent to say. And I just feel like all he does is just bash people. Anytime Teresa was having a problem in the past, like even past seasons, if she would go to him and, you know, want to talk, he would just be like, what? Tree. I don't want to hear about this. This is stupid. Who cares? Just don't talk to her anymore.
It's exactly. But that's why I'm not giving him too much credit, because in this situation, it's the least he can do is to just go and put on a happier face and just kind of deal with what's going on. And he's listening and he's putting in his true sense. So it's the least he can do because he's so involved in all of this as it is that, he should be making a comment.
I wonder if it has anything to do with him wanting people to like him, because he's probably gotten a ton of negative comments based on how shut off he was to everything before, like I was bringing up. And now he has the 39 indictments against he and his wife about how they're, you know, fraudulent and all of these things. I wonder if he went, dude, I got to start making a turn. You know, it can only help his case to be seem like a more nice, honest, authentic man.
What turned it around, I think, was all the comments that came out when he had that phone call and he called Teresa a certain word that you don't normally, you would never call a woman. And that's probably the moment where he was like, I need to do a little damage control.
Exactly.
And during this episode where he received a phone call, they cut away and they had the audio and it kind of mirrored.
They made it seem like he was talking to another girlfriend. They totally did that on purpose.
And who was it but Melania?
It was Melania. But hey, baby, da da da. I'm like, are they doing this again?
He was like snickering, like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I was like,
they
what?
Totally
going on here?
Yeah, that was weird that they did that. I kind of forgot that they did that. Anyway, but no. So, you know, Wyatt got something out of him that I thought was interesting, that he had this fear that. And in all realness, the guy didn't really open up that deep. But for him, it was like, oh, my God. He just admitted he was scared. I mean, he said like 3 sentences about his feelings. But it was like, whoa.
I know. Those 3 sentences were so overplayed. But, all right. He cracked a little bit.
He cracked a little. I like that Al, you know, opened up about the abuse. And Rosie had a nice moment, too.
Well, you know who hated this episode was Teresa. And in her blog, she wrote about it. She said, I hated this episode because you can see everyone else's full experience with Wyatt the Horse Whisperer except mine. And she claims that it was all about open honesty. And he did lift the leg for both her and Joe, they just didn't show it.
Oh, interesting.
So I can see why she'd be anxious. And of course, that's the editing there to show that those two weren't authentic. But apparently it really happened. And rival Melissa disliked hanging out with Wyatt and the horse altogether. And she just said she's just turned off by horses.
She
was turned off by the whole trip.
I mean, I don't know. I just kind of feel like we're not getting anything from her, you know? No. Like, she seems very, like, vapid right now. She's just like, whatever. I just want to drink and sit by the pool. It's like, I don't know. Do your job and go along with it, or don't be on the show. You know what I mean? Commit.
Right. Yeah, no, she's not being very good this season, and she's really showing her true colors, and we're seeing that she's a younger version of Teresa. If anything, we're seeing it now more than ever.
I totally feel like I used to think that Teresa, although she is still a little cray-cray in my mind, I'm starting to realize that Melissa is, like, a little cray-cray, too. I thought just before I felt so bad for Melissa, and she was getting so much crap from this crazy sister-in-law.
Yeah, there's two sides to everything. The two of them are both fueling the fire. And
I agree.
That's kind of, I mentioned this last episode, or maybe before, but Italian women are very competitive, and that's how I grew up, in that type of environment. And so I don't believe that anyone is just, like, throwing, like, you know, crap at one person, and the person's just the innocent one.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do believe that these two, well, there's two sides, and this season we're starting to see the other side to Melissa, mm-hmm. and there's more to it.
There's totally more to
it. Unfortunately, they're just going to drag it out more and more, and they'll probably make another whole season based on Melissa's side now.
I don't know, but they got to be careful about that because we're all getting a little antsy, I think. I feel like I love the show and I love watching these women and everybody get all crazy and have these moments of drama or whatever, but I think we're getting a little antsy these past couple episodes. I don't know about you guys at home, but I feel like we over here have been expressing feeling like it's dragging a little more than normal.
It needs a different dynamic. Yeah. It needs someone, a new catalyst. It needs something to go on.
So what
there.
Do you think? You think a new character?
Yeah.
Sorry, a new housewife?
Yes. Well, there are definitely women that could leave the series.
Oh, really, Grant? Who might that be that you don't like?
Caroline? Kathy can definitely make her exit anytime now.
But you don't like Caroline either, or you feel like she's checked out?
Well, Caroline's checked out of the series, I believe.
I mean, she just sat there the whole episode, like, with a migraine whatever.
I like her because she's great for Bravo. They love her. Mm-hmm. She is an original. Mm-hmm. She definitely has an opinion. She's a catalyst in her own right.
She's the grounded one out of these crazy people.
She balances it out. So I can understand her. Like, you know, I'm cool.
You understand
I'm cool
her
with
place.
Caroline.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just, the kids that we can see a little less of. But
would you want Rosie to go too, or just Kathy?
Rosie's not going anywhere.
I love Rosie.
Yeah, no, she's like, if you go on the Bravo app and even BravoTV.com, there's tons of stuff about Rosie. She's got like her own little like spinoff on there online.
Because
so she's not going
she's
anywhere.
Awesome.
But I mean, her and Kathy can both kind of be friends of housewives status. They can be on like every other episode the most.
Do you think that Kathy is like single? I mean, Rosie is single handedly carrying Kathy. Like, if it weren't for Rosie, Kathy would be. Because they're always together.
Oh, well, only because they haven't changed anything in this series in a while. And they've based it all around this family. And they keep playing this little feud between Teresa and Kathy. Like, every, mm-hmm. like, four episodes, they'll reference it. So they're just stringing her along.
Right.
And then next week, we get to see her sell her cannolis.
Mm-hmm. Holy cannoli. Can't wait to see that. I want to try some. We should order some and have them for our finale. We should all eat her cannolis.
Sure.
Let's do it. If anybody would like to send this, Kathy, if you would like to send us some, we will talk about how tasty they are.
And Kathy, if you send them, I might even allow you to be on another season.
Oh, wait. Now you just screwed us over, Grant. She's never going to do that. Now, you did mention that you felt like Italian women, and I am an Italian woman. We are competitive. And I don't know about all Italian women, but I am a competitive person.
Nothing wrong with that.
So you could be right. But let's move into the episode 15 of Zen Things I Hate About You, because that horse whisperer, I mean, before we move on, they did have a dinner after, mm-hmm. and Teresa and Jacqueline kind of patched things up, and they talked about,
it was quick, it was short, they, they referenced the horse, scenario where she cleans the bottom of her shoe, and and then Joe came over and he kind of gave them his blessing, like, oh, I'm glad you're good again. And that was an episode. And
that's when you get vulnerable, Joe. It's like three words and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. He gave him his blessing.
Much. Yeah.
And that was it. So apparently all is well again with them. And it just, you know, I give Jacqueline some props for kind of putting everything behind her, but it was really kind of quick.
They did address though that, that Teresa said, you know, I feel like karma is really a real thing. And if I'm not careful with what I say, I feel like if it doesn't come back to me, it's going to come back to my kids. And Jacqueline took that very personally and thought that she was referring to Nicholas in her in Jacqueline's situation. So Jacqueline did address that. Teresa didn't really refute it. She just sort of said, no, I meant I was really just talking about me. I wasn't talking about you. But I thought she would be a little more apologetic, like, oh, my God, I would never infer that, you know, about you and your son and his disability.
But Teresa doesn't really apologize.
She doesn't.
So,
right.
In all fairness to her, it's not going to happen.
I know, but I'm just saying.
But that's you and I would be like, I even said this last podcast. I was like, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
You know that that wasn't it. Like, please.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I don't believe, though, at the end of the day, that was deliberate.
I don't think so. I think Teresa says things and doesn't freaking think about it.
That's it.
I honestly do. So
we've seen it season after season for five seasons now. So
they addressed that, and I guess that's swept under the rug for them. But it was a little inauthentic, in my opinion. But whatever. So now these competitive women, as you were saying, are starting this new episode, the second episode that we're talking about tonight, episode 15, Zen Things I Hate About You, that they decided to start the day off by playing tennis in like the sweltering heat. Of course, Caroline wasn't there.
Now, this was Melissa's birthday.
Yeah.
And Melissa's greeted in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
By Teresa walking in. And how appropriate that Melissa and Joe should be in the same bed. And there's Teresa sitting on the bed between the two.
I know.
Holding her underwear.
Yeah, her peace underwear.
So she's inserted herself in that marriage in so many ways. I mean, they should have just took a picture. That could be the new, like, the billboard for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. There you go.
Teresa in bed in the middle of Joe and Melissa. I feel like she, first of all, didn't even knock. She just, like, opened the door. I was like, oh, my God, they're like in bed, like fooling around. It was like a little weird.
Especially because the crew was in there too,
right?
Taping this.
I mean, obviously they knew she was coming in, but it just seemed like you could have at least knocked. Whatever. Anyway,
well, she could have given a better gift than underwear.
I know she gave her underwear with the peace sign on it.
I know times are tough in the Judaism house, but come on. You gotta give someone a gift.
Maybe they were real diamonds on the underwear.
I don't know.
But then they go, okay, we're gonna go play tennis, which seemed like. The boys sat out at the pool and drank and pissed people off because they were being loud and jumping into the pool. And Joe and Joe had a nice moment where, they really kind of – I mean, I think men handle problems like this differently than women. It only takes a couple sentences and they're like, yeah, peace, man. But girls got to talk about it for hours on end and cry. But they had their moment where they apologized. Like, you know, at one point I said I would never talk to you again and I hated you and I'm whatever. So that was nice to see that. Meanwhile, the girls are playing tennis.
Yeah, and Melissa, who's still sick, is out under the Arizona sun.
And she's, like, in a tiny little sports bra and, like, just, like, her outfits are so crazy. Full face of makeup.
I know. I mean, I really wouldn't have too much of a problem with it. I mean, she's an attractive woman. She's got a good body.
Yeah.
But she's also a mother of three.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. She's just very, like, va-va-voom all the time. Teresa was in her, like, purple crazy spandex pants and whatever. Anyway, they were just all, they're just so funny how they get so, I mean, when I go and play tennis, which I'm not very good at, by the way, I'm literally like hair in a dumb ponytail. I'm like, yeah, right? Come on. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
But when it comes to these women playing tennis, Caroline was me. She was smart. She sat inside in a spa. Yeah. She talked to her husband. She put her feet in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And that was it.
It looked like she was having one of her migraines.
Oh, maybe. She did look rough.
She looked rough.
But they were chatting about how what they need to do to move forward, how all this like therapy is good, but more healing needs to begin.
But that she made a good point and said it feels like they're just saying they're going to therapy just to say they're going to therapy, but it's like a band-aid, like nothing's actually getting resolved. So, and I agree, they can say they're sorry and that they want to move on, but until they all throw the truth out onto the table, pick up pieces and take responsibility for things, it's just getting swept under the rug and then tripped over in a fight and then swept under the rug and then tripped over. It's just like we've been watching this happen so much. I think that's another reason why, as a viewer, I can speak for myself and you, which I've heard you say, we're feeling a little antsy, like we've seen this before, you know. So this Zen Things I Hate About You, at the end, it was a little bit nice to see some things get talked about a little more honestly, but it still feels a little like...
Now, Caroline's been the ringleader in this episode when it comes to getting everyone to talk.
Yeah.
And I know the storyline, the show Teresa of New Jersey, is all about her family. But with Caroline, she's got her own family problems that are very public with former housewife Dina Manzo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel as though that she, need of course, we're not going to see all that play out, mm-hmm. but she's just too much of the voice of reason when she doesn't have it all together in her life.
Right.
So to me, I find, what do you think? I find it kind of annoying that she's being this voice about the situation. She's just kind of watching from afar, looking down at all these people, and she's got her own problems.
I think it's 50-50 because I think that, you know, in all reality, it is easy to, especially if you know something like this in your own life, to give advice to somebody else because you're like, hey, look, I get it. I've been there and I'm only telling you this because I've done it too. This is what you need to do. I fully admit it's easier for me to tell you than to actually, because, you know, I've been there or whatever. So yes, in a way it gives her kind of an experienced platform to give the advice. But yeah, and I think in all fairness, if you were to ask Caroline to talk about Dina in the situation, I think she would probably give her own self advice or admit the flaws or the problems with the situation. I just don't think they really talk about it very much. But yes, I can also see the flip side to that, which is like, how can you sit on your like platform, if you will, and tell them what to do when you have this very similar situation that's just festering in your own world?
It's just a little preachy. It's just a little too much advice she's giving.
She does.
She needs to fix her own thing.
She inserts herself into the problem quite often in this situation towards the end of the episode, which we'll get a little more into soon. She definitely just like, they're having a nice dinner, like drinks or whatever, and she was like, all right, everybody, let's
That's
be real.
Cold water on everyone.
It was funny. So the women got all competitive with tennis and Teresa, and you could still see the tension between Teresa and Melissa, I think, during that little tennis game. And then we all moved on to the wire exercise, mm-hmm. where they needed to work together, balance on this wire, and try and make it across. Now, I just want to say something, though. I get the exercise, but that wire, it looked like it started out, like, real thin, and then the wire's, like, separated.
Oh, you mean it widened out
along like,
the poles,
how the hell are you supposed to even get, so nobody could get past a certain point, because it felt like they got so far that in order to hold on to your partner, you had to be, like, completely bent over, and everyone was falling.
Well, what I was saying is, an exercise like that, you need to be in really good shape for something like that. You need to have a real solid core, you need to know your balance.
Yeah.
It's all about the, you know, footwear, and you need to really be prepared for something like that.
I feel like
a lot of these, you know, many of the people, I won't name names, who went up on these high ropes were not in the best of shape.
Okay, but there are some that are, like Joe and Teresa and Melissa, and, you know, I think they are very athletic in shape and workout.
It goes beyond that as well, because it goes to the point of like, you have to have like no guard. You have to
there's a mental exercise too.
And it's part of it.
The ones that were in shape physically were not ready mentally, and vice versa. I think.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Bit,
like it definitely was a game of like being able to like be strong enough mentally and physically to stand up there and do it. And when Melissa finally went up there, I don't know, what did you think about it? I just feel like she's checked out. Like, none of these exercises were interesting for me to watch with her.
She feels like us. She's just like, I don't know.
It's like, you know you're not going to get anything real out of her.
Yeah.
Whereas Al, it's like, you don't know that you're going to get something real out of him. But then when you do, because he's a little more of an authentic, honest person than I think that Melissa is or appearing to be right now. It's like almost, it's more interesting to watch him like cover and crack, you know, and where Melissa, you just feel like she's going through the motions, if you will. You know what I mean? Like she, I don't know. So
they're very different people.
Before she even walked up on that wire, I'm like, oh, this is going to be so dumb.
Yeah. Well, they're very different people. Melissa and like Teresa is someone almost like, it's like almost comparing, like if you're looking at like Al and how he did, it's almost like going back to high school and looking at like a professor or an English teacher and then like a 17-year-old like high school student.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just, they're very different. Like they're not, one person is going to be more grounded with themselves and they're going to just go for it. Where somebody else is going to be so guarded. You know, there's a camera crew there. There's people that she's friends with, she's not friends with. She's just not going to.
So you think it's an age experience
thing? People put up
that
front all the time. It must be exhausting. But people just, she's not going to drop it. She's not going to drop it.
Yeah, no, I don't think she is. I just think that's the way she is. But I don't know that with age and experience like Al, he has that on her. I don't know that Teresa's going to ever become that person that's just like, you know what, this is me.
No.
I am real.
Yeah,
take it or leave it.
No. Well, Teresa wasn't like that before the series started, apparently. As they mentioned in other interviews, that she's always like that.
Right.
She's always very turned on. You don't really get too beneath the surface
right.
with her. So it is what it is. I just wish that it was a little bit more revealing.
Me too. And they keep talking about how like open she's being. I don't really feel like she's being that open. And Melissa too. Anyway, so they did that wire exercise, and, you know, I think that it was interesting to see Teresa and Joe try and work together. However, I will say it was a very extreme situation, although they were in harnesses, and to me, I'm like, oh, come on, what are you guys afraid of? You're not going to, fall.
Just go.
I mean, maybe it was scarier up there, but I just feel like I would not be that scared on a harness. Anyway, feel like the extreme situation makes you in those situations where, like, Teresa and Melissa were up there going, we're never going to fight after this, right? Well, I think that was Teresa. Melissa was like, okay. But, you know, because you're up there and it's like fight or flight. You feel like you're going to die. You're balancing on this high wire and you're like, oh my God, oh my God. And then you get down and you're like, oh, wait, that was just up there. Yeah. It's not really.
Yeah, and then while they're up there, Joe is down there on his phone looking at old tweets. Who does that?
I don't know if they were old tweets.
No, he mentioned it.
Oh, it was old. I thought he said it was a new.
No, he said I was looking back at old tweets. I was like, who does that? Like, why would you bother?
Oh, Sparky. That's our resident dog in here, just giving a little shake in case you all heard that.
And he's agreeing with me. No one looks at old tweets.
You know what, Sparky? You're right. Old tweets are old news. I think that it was, you know, he was fueling the fire where, you know, you got to talk about letting go of things and stuff. And it was really like reigniting his,
My problem with it was that he was clearly prompted to pull up this business. I mean, when you're on vacation, I'm not caring about Twitter. I'm not caring about what's on Twitter now.
Yeah.
Never mind, like, let's go look up someone I really hate and see what they tweeted 4 months ago.
I know. And I've never really seen him do that. And he doesn't seem like a Twitter type of guy.
No.
Right? That seemed a little staged. So now they go, it was interesting, too. They started this episode off with the end. And then they brought us back to 12 hours earlier, .. which you said was very Desperate Housewives of them.
Yeah,
and then, so then we see, you know, them play tennis and the boys at the pool and we see them on the wire. And then it goes back to where we started the episode, where they're all having drinks and dinner. And, speaking of the dinner, Melissa's toast. It was very reminiscent of the toast that Teresa gave on the season before when they went to Napa, and she, you know, called out all, you know, oh, I'm so glad that Caroline and Al are here and da da da, and she just left Kathy and Rich out, and everyone was like, oh my God, what a snub. Then Melissa does the same thing.
The same person.
She snubbed Teresa, Caroline, and Jacqueline, and she mentioned everyone else at the table. And I think that, you know.
Well, in all fairness, though, Caroline and Jacqueline could have been lumped into when she mentioned to my newer friends who we were friends before, but were stronger. Our friendship is stronger after this trip.
Okay.
So that could have easily been Caroline. The camera was on Caroline and Al when she said that.
Yeah.
I don't know about Jacqueline and Chris. But the only person she really did leave out were Joe and Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa sat there with that expression on her face. She knew she was being snubbed. And it kind of takes one to know one. She did the same
thing.
She knew exactly what was going on.
And the funny
on.
Thing about Teresa is this, like, act she tries to put on and this coverage she tries to put on is so transparent because you can see right through her facial expression. She always – you can tell when she looks guilty or when she looks mad. I feel like she gets a certain look about her. And in that moment, we saw it there for sure. She was like, what? The F. That's what I feel like her look is saying. So that happened.
So you feel it was deliberate?
I feel like it was because I feel like Melissa, she wants to move on, but she's still, and I get it in a way, still holding on to some things and she's unsure about. And I feel like whereas Teresa, when she says stupid or hurtful things, it's because she isn't thinking. Whereas Melissa, I think she's a little smarter than that. You know what I mean? If she was leaving them out, I would err more on the side that it was on purpose than that she just forgot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. So Caroline comes to the conclusion that they've learned nothing on this trip, that everything is for naught because they left her out of the toast.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was a little extreme, but it does show that these two don't ever change.
Well, so then Caroline feels, you know, after she's been spending the day talking about it with Al and then she watches this happen at the dinner, I think then she, you know, her inner therapist can't keep her can't be restrained anymore. Mm-hmm. And they go to have drinks and she's like, okay, I gotta talk. Like she was sitting there so silent and bored, and then
She was bored with this whole trip.
She waited just for someone to stop talking, and then she just sat up and was like, all right, everybody, this is fake. This is really pissing me off. And she called them all out. She said, you know, you need to just be honest and nothing's going to get resolved. And of course, the one thing that they harped on was the cheating rumors. And that's what Joe just cannot let go of. And we thought it was a little weird, but Grant, why don't you say, I mean, you had your opinion about why Teresa, when he was saying to her, Joe was saying, you need to handle her. If you weren't part of it, you need to put Penny to a stop. And you had an opinion on why she's, what do you think about her being like, why? I don't want to do that. I don't want to give her the time of day.
Well, Teresa, whether she's hiding something or not, she needs to just be 100% like, fine, let's do it. If that's what you want to do, Joe, then that's what we'll do. And there was really no response.
I don't understand why she wouldn't just say it. I don't understand why she wouldn't just say, okay. Why? She's like, I don't want to give her the time of day.
She didn't give an answer. She really didn't until the very end.
They made her say it, basically. They all yelled at her until she agreed to just say something. Why wouldn't she just say it? So they're all on this big kick about them being united front and Teresa and Joe and Melissa together telling her to stop. Which, okay, I see what they're saying, that it looks better if they're all like, we're not going to be bothered by what you're saying because it's not affecting us. Right now, whatever Penny's saying or what everyone's saying is clearly affecting them. So if these people are doing it to get a rise out of them, it's working. On the other hand, really, if people are spreading rumors, so you think that they're all like, we're a united front, then they're going to be like, oh, well, let's stop saying rumors. I don't know if that's really going to stop these people, right?
No, well, then Teresa threw the blame on Jan, who I'm sure has her own responsibility to the
rumors.
That
thing's still very weird to me, that her friend Jan came out and, like, said all this crap. To me, it makes me feel like Melissa did something. That situation. Yeah.
But I don't believe that Jan was the only one perpetuating these rumors.
No way.
I mean,
it goes back
to Teresa. And Teresa always said, like, I haven't done that. But, like, it can easily be said that, like, you know, I did it. Way in the past. Like, I can already hear that sound bit, too, you know? Like, I said things, but it was, like, you know, way before everything, way before we made
up.
And
they're trying to get her to do that. Joe's trying to say, hey, if something happened before, just admit it. But she's like, I'm not going to admit something I didn't do.
That's what it comes back to. Like, just admit what it is that if you said
even
or did
something.
Even if it
was a careless mistake where you listened to people talking crap about somebody and you didn't step in, or you may have said something because you were angry and alluded to the fact that you thought Melissa was slutty or whatever you think, and that perpetuated somebody to say something, even if it was something like that.
It's not going to go away. And Melissa mentioned in episode 14, The Horse Whisperer, she mentioned that, like, if Teresa came up to her and just said, I had a bad year and I was in a bad place and I said some really lousy things, that she would be more open to moving forward with her.
Of course.
And so I thought that was an interesting point that they brought up, because it shows that there's still, like, a crack of hope there. But I don't understand why this doesn't register with her, because if she really wanted it, she'd just say, look, not only did I have a really bad year, I was a huge bitch.
Yeah.
And I really went behind your back and said all these things. Mm-hmm. They're not going to drop it. They're on a show.
Yeah, I just don't think that's ever going to happen. And I don't know if Teresa is able to emotionally dig deep enough to even realize that she may have had a part in it, even if it was not malicious. Or because, like we said, Teresa, sometimes we feel like she says really mean things, but it's just because she's careless.
Right.
So
she might not even remember half the things she said. Because
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot to do with that and less to do with her trying to start shit and stuff. So I feel like, excuse my language, I feel like she just, it's hard for her to admit when she, like, doesn't even process it anyway, you know?
And it's tough, too. Like, if you say something if you gossip about somebody and they find out about it, it's all I want to do is, like, down play like, well, I really didn't say anything that bad. Like, it really was, like, nothing that nobody already didn't know.
Right.
And so, like, you know, so maybe she doesn't realize that what she said is so damaging.
Exactly.
Maybe she just kind of, like, thinks it's nonsense.
No big
and
deal.
So it's really not enough to own up to it, because it really isn't a big deal in her eyes.
In her eyes. Well, the next episode looks like it could get a little bit interesting when Penny and Melissa talk, and we see that maybe they're alluding in the, you know, in the scenes that Teresa may have said something to Penny that Penny wasn't willing to say right in front of Teresa when they were all, you know, so we shall see.
I have something to say about that. We'll do that a little later.
Well, yeah, let's get into that. Why don't we get into some news and gossip?
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Well, Perez Hilton has a lot of juicy juice here, and we're not just talking about Juicy Joe here. Danielle Staub is back. What? What? Okay,
sound
I know. Okay, okay. Don't get your hopes up. All right. Although she is making an appearance on Bravo, it is not with the Housewives. Damn, that would have been good. But yep. She is going to be on Sitting Down with Andy Cohen tonight on Watch What Happens Live.
Pay attention, please.
It's going to be good, you guys. We're going to talk about it next week, so watch, because I want to know what she has to say. There were rumors that she was like coming back to the Housewives. It's not true.
She was one of the very first guests on Watch What Happens Live.
And that's right.
Now they're coming back. They started their new season tonight. So what a fitting guest. And with
what
all this crazy.
What a fitting guest. I guarantee you she's going to say something that's going to want to make Teresa like, we're going to check your Twitter after that, people. Yeah, and speaking of Teresa.
Well, you know, they taped the reunion last week. It was supposedly a 17 or 19 hour day.
Can you imagine?
I mean, supposedly, Jacqueline tweeted that it was a really great day, so it probably is very uplifting. Who knows?
Let's see.
But so going back to Danielle, maybe Danielle made an appearance on this reunion, and so they're kind of adding her into the Bravo mix, you know, bring her to the forefront again.
Sprinkling a little Danielle Staub back in the picture.
I'm sure the question is going to be asked tonight, will you be making an appearance on the show? And maybe they're revealing that she will be. I read a rumor that it could be true.
And,
who knows?
Yeah,
who
that's
knows?
What there were rumors about it. But what did you find out about Teresa?
Well, also at this reunion, Teresa brought a guest, and the guest was her attorney.
Come on!
And it says Teresa wants to clear her name, but she's extremely limited in what she can talk about, a source told wetpaint.com. And they said it's very frustrating to her. And it's probably the best thing she could have done. Because that woman, like we said, this whole episode, she just says things, doesn't know what she's saying. Like, she must be the worst
someone there going
client.
Like this.
She must be the worst client because, like, someone will ask her a question and she'll just, like, go off. If someone there to be like, hey, they,
you know what
they
bad
need.
When
they
you
need someone in person.
You know,
tell her.
I mean, geez, it's like, she's like a child. Speaking of Teresa, she also, there was a rumor going around that she was using her fans' money to pay off debt. So there was a recent appearance at Malibu, which I guess is, you know, some place in Jersey. And, you know, it was an event, you know, a meet and greet, if you will. And, there was a press release released saying that this was to help pay any fines or other restitution that Teresa and Joe are ordered to pay.
No way. Really?
She rebutted back on Twitter and was like, you know, her to the master table flipper. She flipped the tables around back to her and she was like, no. Okay. This was a meet and greet with fans and she heard that some people wanted to support her and she thinks that's really sweet. But quote, and this is on Twitter, she tweeted this, if anyone wants to support me, please do it by donating to a charity that I love at Neff Cure. So apparently that she was saying it wasn't true. And that it was just a meet and greet and that, you know, if you do want to help or give your money to, you know, whatever. But hey, if you get paid for a meet and greet, you're going to use the money to do whatever you want. So
well,
do whatever you want with
it. Crazy fans out there. I mean, people who are like mass murderers, so people behind them giving them money for things. So I'm not surprised Teresa, who's been on in people's homes for 4 years, people have a connection with her. People love this woman.
Yeah. So,
I'm not the least bit surprised that she's probably received gifts.
She might have. And then also one last thing. There was allegedly a Teresa and Joe spinoff happening. You know, a couple of days before the 39 count indictment was given to Teresa and Joe, they were looking at locations for a cupcake cafe that they, I think, were trying to maybe do a little spinoff. You know, she's cooking and doing things. So like that, you know, Teresa and Joe wanted their own little spinoff. But of course, after this indictment,
another cupcake show,
a source close to Bravo exec said that, I quote, nobody wants to see their talent in this kind of situation. And they, meaning Bravo, are not interested. Bravo only spins off happy situations, marriages, baby news, not prison. Yikes!
Yeah.
So there will be no spinoff of Joe and Teresa. Looks like you're going to have to get all your spinoff goodness from iDream and Nene.
Oh, God. Well, and then on September 28th, that was the original date for the trial. And the original date for the trial, for the hearing for the two of them was October 8th. Mm-hmm. And now it is pushed to October 28th.
Okay.
So they got an extra 20 days of freedom or
yikes.
To prepare. I mean, imagine those days, though, leading up to something like that.
I'd want to just get it over with.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost, like, worse.
Well, we will keep you updated on all the news and gossip that come with that, too. All right, let's move into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, all right. It's an easy prediction. I'll admit it. But it's obvious. I really think that Penny is going to say that Teresa had something to do with the frickin' right? I just feel like with the rumor, cheating rumors.
And I predict that Teresa will not make an appearance when they confront her.
Of course
and
not.
And she will just be totally away and find... I'm waiting for the excuse. Because they said they were going to go as a united front.
Yeah.
They said, oh, four of them, mm-hmm. Joe, Teresa, and Melissa, were all going to go and confront her.
Yeah.
So I noticed that she was not there in the upcoming episode. So I'm dying to know why. What could be in her way? If this is so important to her, this is her brother.
Yeah.
This is something they made a decision on. Everyone told them, you got to go in there. You got to go together. You got to be united.
A united front.
Yeah. So what's she doing?
I don't know. We'll see. But I definitely think she is going to have spill some knowledge about it. And also, before we wrap this up, I want you all watching and listening to please tweet us a Jersey Housewife tagline. We're going to all have them, the whole panel, by the time the show ends, when it's the, you know, reunion time, we're going to all have our own little tagline. So if you have any ideas for us, tweet your own housewife tagline to us, because we at AfterBuzz TV or at any of us will give you our handles in a second. But I just think it's funny.
Yeah, we got the theme song with no lines in it, so you'll add it in.
We'll add our own little taglines.
Real quick, what do you think of this Jersey trip? Grade this trip.
Oh, I'm over it. I'm glad it's done.
Yeah, no, I'm giving it incomplete.
I'm glad they're back in Jersey next week.
Yeah, me
all
too.
Right. Well, thank you for tuning in and watching, guys. And we covered two episodes, so thanks for sticking with us with that. And next week, we will be dealing with Teresa and Melissa drama more. So tune in for that. I am your host, Lauren Leonelli. You can find me at Lauren Leonelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and my website.
Great. And I am Grant Rutter, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Grant Michael R.
All right, guys. Thanks. See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.